This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What you want here. The toll-free number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that's on your mind. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free. You want archives that go back for more than a decade? We got them over at freetalklive.com. Although there have been some problems over the last week, and thank you to the listeners that brought this to my attention, because I don't download our podcast. I just upload the files for the podcast.
Oh, right.
So I don't know necessarily if something breaks until someone tells me. And so a few different folks reached out this week that when they were downloading directly from the website, and I don't know if this affected podcast downloaders too, but anybody downloading direct was getting a file that was not the typical file name with Free Talk Live. Normally it's like FTL and then the date .mp3. This file name was just this generic SoundCloud download with no extension on it.
Weird.
And if you renamed it to .mp3, it would play. So it was the actual file, but they're not serving it properly. So I had to reach out to SoundCloud this week, and apparently their tech support isn't really tech support. It's like some low-tier support, who then they decided they didn't know what to do, and so they forwarded it to their actual tech support department. So it has yet to be resolved at this point. So bear with us, and in the meantime, appreciate if you just rename the file name to .mp3. You should be all right. In the meantime, so we were going to get into the latest on Facebook and the absolute shuddering fear that the status are in over this Facebook currency, this Libra idea, which isn't the best idea as far as cryptocurrency is concerned. We have a lot of reservations about this thing. Number one, that it's not actually a cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I'm amazed because it's effectively centralizing cryptocurrency. So there's an ability at that point for government to have control over it, too.
Well, the thing that it would be good for is if everybody who had PayPal or if everybody who had Facebook and a credit card was able to put money into Libra through Facebook, they could use that as a route to get to the market. So then you could buy Bitcoin for Libra. You could buy Bitcoin Cash for Libra.
Presuming those are available outside of Facebook.
Well, if as I understand it, Libra is an actual cryptocurrency.
That's what they're claiming.
In that you would have a separate wallet.
It doesn't exist, though.
Yeah.
Is it one way, or can it be reversed? Because again, this isn't a normal cryptocurrency.
Well, it's supposedly going to have some aspects of decentralization and open source, but it's not really going to be decentralized because they only have 21 or whatever the number is. They have a certain number of limited sort of validators or nodes on the network.
It's more like pseudo centrally controlled. It's interesting because it's In a truly decentralized network, I think it's probably fair to say that, you know, the government wouldn't be able to control it. But because it's only pseudo decentralized and it limits the number of organizations that can participate, the government has effective ability to control all of them.
Yeah,
so it's
the government can identify all of them.
Exactly.
It's a few dozen of them. So, Visa. Well, I think Visa pulled out, but there was a few of them that pulled out.
I think
Visa,
there was like 20 of them.
Mastercard. There were like 21 or 28 or something like that.
Yeah, 20, 30 of them.
But then Facebook came out with an announcement after Visa and PayPal and MasterCard and Stripe, I think, pulled out. Facebook had like some sort of a summit or whatever where they brought people together who were interested to talk about the Libra thing, and they then announced that they had another 100 organizations that wanted to join on, because it's $10 million, by the way, to come in as one of these nodes on the network. And then I guess you get to be like a voter in how the thing is governed. So Facebook is claiming, well, we came up with the idea, but it's not really ours because we're turning it over to this governance model of all these companies, these, you know, Uber, for instance. Alliance is one of them, these mega corporations who are going to be sort of in charge of it. But regardless of our critiques of Facebook's plan, because they don't really know what it's going to be quite yet. There was another story that I had in show prep where the CEO of Facebook's wallet service called Calibra, which will be their official wallet for the Libra currency, has been talking about how Facebook could use various fiat-based stablecoins instead of the initially proposed token. He spoke at a banking seminar, the man's name David Marcus, saying the main goal of the project was to create a more efficient payment system and that it wasn't opposed to looking at alternative approaches, talking about having a series of Facebook stablecoins, like a dollar stablecoin, euro stablecoin. And I like putting quotes around stablecoin because you're still basing it on a fiat money, which is going to lose value.
Well, the thing is, it is stable against something. Nothing is stable in value. Gold isn't stable in value. Right. Silver isn't stable in value, except that an ounce of silver is worth an ounce of silver, an ounce of gold is worth an ounce of gold.
That's true.
So it's, you can only be stable relative to something else.
Yeah, it's more like a backed coin than it is. I mean, it's even not really backed because it's backed by paper money from the fiat. Fiat coin is probably a better term.
Well, the thing is, that doesn't describe all stable coins, because there are also stable coins which are backed by silver. Backed by gold, and those are not fiat.
Those are much better.
So. Yeah. Maybe only those should be called stable coins.
Right.
But I think it's appropriate to call a USDT stable coin a stable coin. You just have to know that stable coin means stable against something else, and you have to know what it's stable against. You can't be stable against both silver and dollars when the value of silver in terms of dollars changes.
It's, I think as long as people understand that stablecoin doesn't mean doesn't make it a cryptocurrency, I think it's probably okay. But I think a lot of people will think stablecoin is a cryptocurrency, and that's not really true.
Story from CNET.com: Mark Zuckerberg, the head of Facebook, faced 6 hours of sometimes scathing questions on Wednesday as dozens of lawmakers picked apart Facebook's business practices, its many past scandals, and broad lack of consumer trust in the world's biggest social network. The hearing before the U.S. House Committee on Financial Services was slated to focus on Libra, a cryptocurrency Facebook spearheaded and hopes will become a form of global digital money. It's expected to launch in the first half of 2020. However, the event almost immediately spiraled into a broad indictment of Facebook. California Representative Maxine Waters, the committee chairwoman, said to open the hearing, quote, "As I have examined Facebook's various problems, I have come to the conclusion that it would be beneficial for all if Facebook concentrates on addressing its many existing deficiencies and failures before proceeding any further on the Libra project." And I just love it when government finds problems in the marketplace, right? Like as though the government goons aren't a problem themselves, that they're not rife with corruption and ridiculous waste and violence.
Yeah, it's like the gun buyback thing, Before you sell your gun to the government, do a background check on them, because they're multiple murderers and they really shouldn't have guns.
Absolutely.
Right?
So, I mean, this hypocrite, this Maxine Waters, then castigated Facebook for its failure to diversify its workforce, a lawsuit against the company for enabling housing discrimination, and an ongoing antitrust investigation into the company. She added that several lawmakers have called for a moratorium on the Libra project until Congress can evaluate it. The commentary set the tone for a largely adversarial hearing that saw many mostly Democratic lawmakers use their time to scold the billionaire executive about his company's failings, including serving as a place for hate groups to organize, facilitating child exploitation, allowing Russian election interference, failing to prevent data breaches, and okaying misleading political ads.
Somebody needs to explain to these people that, Facebook is not the police, right? Like, it's not law enforcement. There are already people being paid to investigate crime. Facebook is not being paid to investigate crime.
Several Republicans offered more sympathetic comments, commending Zuckerberg for creating a successful business and working to innovate in the financial world. Still, the force and tenor of questions offered a stark contrast to Zuckerberg's testimony before Congress last year, in which he emerged largely unscathed as elected officials appeared to be clueless about how Facebook worked. This time, lawmakers were better prepared, with more sophisticated questions and a more combative posture. One representative, Nydia Velasquez from New York, a Democrat, said, quote, Facebook's internal motto was for a long time, move fast and break things. Mr. Zuckerberg, we do not want to break the international monetary system.
Oh, wow.
They believe that Facebook's Libra so-called cryptocurrency is going to break the entire international monetary system.
We're coming up here. She does not understand what that means at all.
This is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Do you want to join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true, and it's only natural.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into one of those if you want to sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by local.bitcoin.com. That is where you can buy and sell Bitcoin Cash on a global trading platform that actually respects your privacy, meaning you don't have to show identification to the website in order to create an account. That really sets the site apart. There used to be a site that was like that, but they've cracked down. The competition to local.bitcoin.com cracked down this year on their accounts, and now there's ridiculous ID requirements on the other site. And so I think people are going to be looking for another alternative, and local.bitcoin.com has it, so you don't have to show them ID. In fact, your communications between buyers and sellers are also encrypted. That's local.bitcoin.com.
I sure hope so.
Yes, they are. As we go to your calls and thoughts, you can bring up whatever you want. Coming up, we got more on Facebook and what is going on with this Facebook Libra cryptocurrency. But first, we're going to go to Mouth-Breathing Dullard. He is on the line on the Discord server. And by the way,
I can't hear you, Mr. Dullard.
Nobody
so
is stepping
I don't
off,
care.
Is stepping away from the show. He does not want to listen to you. Go ahead. Hello?
Oh, you mean who does he call a coward and a hypocrite? The fat slob who challenged me to get in the ring with him? I'll do it anytime. Why doesn't he take me up on it and come down here?
Well, it's kind of silly to ask someone questions who's not listening to you. So did you have something else you wanted
silly.
To say?
It is silly for somebody to call anybody a coward and a hypocrite and then do just that.
Is this right. James?
This is James.
He's a fat slob.
No, this is what
he's
he does. He calls and insults
slob.
People.
Right,
if
right,
that's
right.
all you got, we're just going to get rid of you. So he's gone. 855-450-FREE. You know, if he had something
and
to
I'm
say,
back.
If he had something to say besides just insulting people, then I would have kept him on.
Yeah,
but that's all he's got.
Dude is content free. That's why I'm not going to listen to him anymore. He's.
Yeah.
I've never heard the guy get to the end of a freaking sentence.
You know, it does kind of bring up a question of if somebody continuously calls back but they don't actually say anything, is it even worth having them on, right? Like,
yeah.
You know,
abuse room. This is the argument room.
Well, I kind of like putting people on with different views than myself, but I
for
don't
sure.
necessarily know that if you're not actually expressing different views, yeah. you're just going on and, you know, insulting people. It's not quite the same thing. And it is a talk
yeah.
show, so. So, you know, if you're just going to insult and not actually, you know, have a discussion of some kind.
If the guy had a thought in his head, I'd address it and tell him why it was wrong.
Right.
But
rarely, in recent days, he has tried to say things that are different besides just straight up insults.
Okay.
But it doesn't last more than, like, a moment because then he's right back into his insults and right back into
same old.
Yeah.
But anyway, we continue here. We've got Captain PDA on the line here. Now, I didn't screen this call, so I don't know if you're even there. Captain PDA, are you with us? Oh, hang on one second. Now, that was my bad. Say that again.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we have you. Where are you calling from tonight?
Houston.
Okay,
Texas.
Welcome. Welcome. You're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going?
You're on the air.
All right. So I was just wondering what y'all's thoughts were if Facebook actually would have the intentions on selling their crypto as
Say what? You just cut off there.
He said as
Sorry.
An ICO.
As what?
Yeah, as an ICO.
Meaning
for
that
initial
meaning offering. That the average person could somehow invest into the Facebook Libra?
Or even if they were to have an initial coin offering instead of just implementing the system.
I mean, it's $10 million to set up a node, so you would have some sort of ICO to fund a node?
I don't think. Well, first of all, I think what Facebook. Let's reset just a moment here. The whole ICO thing stands for initial coin offering. There was a craze of these things in 2017. Then the government cracked down, and of course, a lot of them failed and were scams or whatever. But the government cracked down and said these are what they call securities. I suspect Facebook doesn't want to cross into that particular territory of securities, and Facebook wants to have all of the benefit of whatever interest accrues. accrues to their currency without having to pay out to average people would be my guess.
Yeah, and really an ICO like an IPO, which is an initial public offering for a company,
there's some differences,
it's usually a way of raising money. Mm-hmm. Facebook has plenty of cash, so they're not going to go with the traditional ICO.
And
you know, an ICO one would think would be at a deep discount normally compared to what the thing is worth, and
they
don't have to do that.
I mean, it's, you know, what's interesting about the ICOs? ICOs aren't like they're not a investment in the IP. Like an IPO is an investment, right? An ICO isn't really that. It's just like giving money to somebody.
Well, you get coins in return for the money, right? Yeah. So if the coins go up, you make money.
The coins aren't necessarily they don't give you the rights to anything like an IPO would.
It's not the same for sure. Captain, go ahead.
Yeah, no, so my thought process is like, you know, I wouldn't assume Facebook would come out with the coin and say, hey, there's an infinite amount. So I would assume that there's a set amount that they're going to try to sell to show, hey, this is the trend of people purchasing our coin. So there's going to be the value to it. So I would assume maybe there would be an initial offering for people to be able to purchase it. But at that point, I mean, I wouldn't even know if... And that's just what y'all's thoughts would be.
Well, it's too early to say anyway, because Facebook hasn't even figured out what they want this to be quite yet. They don't know if it's going to be a basket of currencies, which was its original proposal, where it would have a bunch of different fiat currencies sort of combined together somehow into whatever price that would be.
Well, and they said more recently, Facebook said something to the effect of, it's going to be mostly U.S. dollars.
Well, they said that they could go with different stable coins. So they would have one for the dollar, they would have one for the euro, they would have one for
one of the defenses that Mark Zuckerberg, I believe, made was that it's going to be mostly U.S. dollars.
Yeah. In order to appease the U.S. regulators.
Yeah, that's what his response was when he was testifying.
See, what makes sense would be for them to just do what Keybase did and build a Stellar wallet into your Facebook account, not even worry about issuing their own coin. You know?
Yeah, that doesn't give them as much control.
No.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons it's a better idea.
Captain PDA, other thoughts you want to share?
I guess Facebook wouldn't want to lose the control. So I always think that maybe the best option would be is just be able to sell and trade it between Facebook accounts, and then you just encrypt your account with a wallet and then like have a two-step verification program or something. And then at that point, you'd be able to validate the transaction, because if they have a billion people on Facebook, then you have a global market of trade that you can immediately put into. And then if you could just acquire it however you want, and then you could just trade it on a third-party system, then at that point you could do it. Kind of like an ERC token alongside of something else. But you would also have to give up control of the trade aspect. So I couldn't see Facebook trying to do that.
Captain PDA, thank you for the call. Thanks for sharing that with us tonight. Also, there is something called Open Libra.
That's right.
Have you heard about this?
A little bit.
It's going to be a competitor to the Libra. We'll tell you about that on the way as well. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bring up whatever you want here. It's Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A judge ordered the Justice Department to give the House secret grand jury testimony from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, handing a victory to Democrats who want it for the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. Chief U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell ordered the department to turn over the materials by October 30th, a Justice Department spokeswoman said it's reviewing the decision. The material covered by Howell's order includes retracted grand jury material mentioned in the Mueller report, which is the only piece of the document that the Democrats have yet to see. General Motors workers voted 57% in favor of a new contract with the company, bringing an immediate end to a contentious 40-day strike that paralyzed GM's U.S. factories. The union will now turn its attention to bargaining with crosstown rival Ford Motor Company. Welcome to your weekend, and thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Facebook coin, the Libra, which, according to one New York Democrat at an inquisition of Mark Zuckerberg in D.C., she believes Facebook could break the international monetary system with their Libra cryptocurrency.
Well, it needs breaking.
I know. It's why I say I'm not a huge fan of Facebook, but I got to say I'm cheering them on this. I can't say I'm going to go out of my way to acquire any Libra, but if the governments are so afraid of this thing, they must be doing something right.
No.
It's kind of the feeling I've got.
Do you think it could be a briar patch thing?
What does that mean?
Where there was a book, I can't remember, I think it was Tales of the South or something, and Br'er Rabbit kept saying to Br'er Bear, "Oh, don't throw me in the briar patch. Mm-hmm. Please don't throw me in the briar patch."
And then he can get away from
he gets thrown in the briar patch, and he says, "I was born in the briar patch."
That's right.
By the way, I want to let you know about Liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you belong over at Liberty.menu, where you can create map entries, and they can be for your business or your event that you want to promote or the digital content that you're the creator of. Liberty.menu is a tool for the voluntarist and Liberty community, and it's super useful. It's also free, so why not? If you want some free publicity for the things that you do, get on over to Liberty.menu, and you can use code FTL. That'll get you a Free Talk Live listener badge. We can't give you a discount because the site's free. So, again, it's Liberty.menu. So Representative Nydia Velasquez said on Wednesday at a hearing of their when they were questioning Zuckerberg that she believes that Facebook could break the entire international monetary system. A Republican state rep from, or not state rep, but U.S. rep from Ohio, Steve Stivers, argued that a payment system like Libra could be beneficial for people in countries with unstable currencies, but he noted that Zuckerberg may have bitten off more than he can chew trying to make a new digital currency to operate this system. Well, let him make that decision for himself, okay? If he fails, you know, then he fails.
You're talking about a company that has a ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, seriously, like, how could you possibly have bitten off more than you can chew? You can afford to hire all the people,
that's right,
you know, who are writing cryptocurrency software, and
they've hired a bunch of people.
Skills, right? Yeah. Like the idea that, you know, you're biting off more than you can chew just sounds absolutely insane. I bet you Facebook has more. I mean, I know they have more technical expertise to do that sort of thing than the government has. I mean, yeah. Seriously, right? Like,
right? Governments sort of talk about cryptocurrencies. They sort of you know, would love the idea of doing one, but they don't know what they're doing,
right.
They don't have the ability to accomplish.
When the IRS tracks down, you know, users, they're using a third-party application that was developed not by the government, by a private entity,
private company.
Right? Yeah. So the idea that, you know,
Libra has faced a rocky start, says CNET.com. Critics worry it may become a channel for funding terrorism and laundering money. An issue members of Congress hammered repeatedly during the hearing. Several governments are concerned Facebook is using Libra to skirt regulations and create a rival currency to the dollar, yen, or other established national currencies. Well, yeah, good. That's what they ought to do.
The U.S. dollar already has competition. Why are you so afraid unless the dollar is that bad?
Because the competition, well, the dollar is that bad, but the only competition until Bitcoin were other government monies, right? And so now you've got a major company.
Right. Exactly.
That wants to do its
exactly.
own.
Exactly. And that's why the government's afraid, is because you know, they know that, you know, government currencies are terrible. And this is the only thing that is actually competitive with it.
Well, it's not the only thing. Bitcoin is competitive with it. It's just this is the one they can target.
Well,
they can't go after Bitcoin CEO because there is no Bitcoin CEO.
I just meant cryptocurrency in general, but yeah.
Well, right now, cryptocurrency in general is worth what? $300 billion? Let's get a current coin market cap estimate here. So coinmarketcap.com does a good job of tracking the top, top 3,000 now. It used to be 2,000, then 2,500, and now 3,000 tracked currencies over at coinmarketcap.com.
So what's
the market cap right now, $251 billion. U.S. dollars is the value of all of those 3,000 cryptocurrencies combined. Now, what will Libra be, you know, when it first launches? Hard to say. But right now, several governments are concerned. Earlier this month, the Libra Association lost 7 of its founding members, including Visa, MasterCard, and PayPal. Announced in June, Libra is a so-called stablecoin, a form of cryptocurrency backed by other assets, to supposedly prevent wild swings in value. The association initially had 28 prospective members, each of which was planned to have ponied up $10 million U.S. dollars to fund the project. And by the way, $10 million for Visa and MasterCard is like chump change.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably 1 minute's worth of fees for Visa, you know, if that.
Yeah, cryptocurrency is still a small, very, very small relative to, you know, the credit card market space or marketplace. It's like, in terms of what actually gets spent on credit cards, I can't only imagine how many trillions of dollars, you know, relative to $250 billion market cap is nothing.
Looking to allay concerns about Libra, Zuckerberg's prepared remarks for the hearing focused on using the digital currency to help people without bank accounts, making it easier and cheaper for the so-called unbanked to transfer money. With Libra, he said he wanted to make transferring money as cheap and effortless as text messaging, which is, that's a good vision. I mean,
that's economic prosperity.
Yeah, and of course, you know, people in Congress don't care about the unbanked because those people tend to not vote.
Well, they should care. You know, this is a crazy thing. They should care about the unbanked because, you know, when you enable people to, you know, do economics, increase their standard of living, they also have
that
opportunity.
Would increase the tax base for
it,
sure.
Right. It also gives them opportunity as business people to profit off of this new, you know, market, basically.
Well, on a global basis, though, I mean, they can't capture tax money from people in other countries.
No, but obviously each of these politicians have financial and business interests, and they don't necessarily, they're not necessarily limited to the United States. So, and even to the extent that, you know, their interests might be limited to the United States, by increasing the world market, basically, it will remove investment or remove, it'll open up opportunities in the United States to profit, because others will invest overseas or, you know, profit from overseas instead. So...
Yeah, but then again, the government benefits from poverty. They need people to be poor so that people think they need them.
Right. Yeah, and I understand. Like, I think you make a good point. I think in some respects it's contradicting the interests of both the people and the politicians themselves.
Well, of course the government
but
would do that.
It doesn't necessarily mean that the politicians see that or they're willing to accept, you know, they're accepted in order to, you know, have some sort of, you know, benefit at a political level.
Zuckerberg tried to appeal to their whatever sense of decency these scum government people would have, saying, quote, "I'm trying to use the position I have to do things I think are going to make the world better." He says, "to improve people's lives, and I would hope that is what you would want me to do," unquote. Zuckerberg said Facebook won't be involved in Libra's launch unless it gets U.S. approval. So he is literally waiting until these government goons tell him that he's okay, which is pathetic, but that's the way it is. He's also pushed for the U.S.
But he has to do that due to the size of his company.
And
he's got a lot to take and take.
That's right.
You know what would be interesting if he had done this but not done it through Facebook? Although I guess Facebook is kind of the launching, you know, platform that they need to make it work. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, he could have just adopted, as nobody was saying, an existing cryptocurrency platform and promoted it. And
yeah,
then
plenty of them.
And then the government could not have done anything about that, because even if they stopped Facebook from interacting with that with whatever cryptocurrency, they couldn't stop the crypto itself.
Well, I think he
hasn't listed anything that that Libra is going to do that can't be done with existing cryptocurrency.
Correct. Well, I think the idea was the stability of it. Most of these other
Stellar has stable coins.
Yeah.
Okay, but
they could have issued their token on the Stellar blockchain.
And they're backed by IBM and a lot of other companies, so, you know, there's a lot of money behind Stellar.
Zuckerberg said Facebook won't be involved unless he gets U.S. approval, and would go so far as walking away from the Libra Association if it moved forward without that approval. He also pushed for the U.S. to innovate with cryptocurrencies, invoking China's work as a warning, saying, quote, "if America doesn't lead on this, others will," adding that it would be much harder to apply U.S. regulations to a global currency created by China.
This is the best argument he's got.
There's more coming
up here. That's the best argument for Chinese crypto.
Yeah, Chinese competition.
Well, wasn't there news today about, or within the last 24 hours, that the Chinese president had said nice things about crypto?
Yeah, the Chinese might be getting into it.
It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And also, and that's for those of you that want to sound really awesome when you're on the air, we also have the regular phone lines at 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight is Ian here.
Nobody.
And Chris, don't forget to check out Nobody on his website, electnobody.com. That is where you can learn more about Nobody's run for governor here in New Hampshire, which you just kicked off a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So check that out. And then, of course, thinkpenguin.com for all your computing hardware needs. You care about privacy. You love Linux. You ought to check out thinkpenguin.com. You guys got some great products over there. And also don't forget about the AMP program as well. That is where you can go to help support what we do here on Free Talk Live. And that's what David R. Jeffries has done. He is a Free Talk Live gold amplifier, which means that David is contributing $10 per month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is that if you like what we do here, talking about freedom and peace, cryptocurrency here 7 nights a week on Free Talk Live, then please join the AMP program because it helps us get on more radio stations around the United States and brings new internet listeners on board as well. So we appreciate your efforts and thank you for amping the show. If you have done it in the past, come on back. If you are currently an amplifier, thank you. And if you are thinking about doing it, well, but go ahead and pull the trigger. You can use PayPal, you can use Bitcoin BTC, and you can use your credit card over at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here, and then we'll find out a little bit more about this Open Libra, which I saw a headline about recently, but I hadn't taken a really much time to look into it. It sounded interesting, but Olivia is on the line first in Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Chris. Hey. And hey, Nobody. I just wanted to say that Facebook is so overrated. I really don't understand the appeal. Actually, it's funny because just a couple of days ago, I logged back into my MySpace from high school.
Really?
It still
wow.
has all my pictures. Yeah. It was really nice. It was like this, they saved them all, and it's like this time capsule. I saw all my friends, and yeah, it was pretty cool. But
wow, I didn't know they would even still have those old accounts.
Right?
I figured by now they would have wiped them out, so I wonder if I still have my account there. I don't know.
You check it out. Yeah, take a trip down memory lane. But another thing I wanted to mention was, since Whit's feeling so insecure about his looks that he wants to insult other people, did you know that there's an infrared light that basically is the opposite of tanning? It like de-ages you and stimulates collagen production in your skin. It's pretty amazing. I just read a scientific study about that. So yeah, Whit, get you an infrared and leave nobody alone. I think nobody is beautiful, by the way. He's like, I just imagine him being cast as like a really wise, kindly wizard on like TV or something. I don't know.
You got kind of like a wizard outfit on right now with the
I've got my Wormtown hoodie on, which is the symbol is actually a worm in a wizard's robe.
Yeah, he's got like a wizard hat.
Yeah.
I wondered who that character was. Oh my gosh, I'm going to look that up. Wormtown?
Yeah, it's a concert. It's a musical.
Yeah, it's a music festival that takes place annually down in Massachusetts. If you like the Grateful Dead and Pink Floyd, it's the place to be.
Very cool. Olivia, anything else you want to share with us tonight?
On Instagram, I kind of hope y'all get an Instagram because it's such an easy, quick way to share photos. But
The problem is we don't take photos. You know, we're like a radio show. So,
that's true.
I have a personal Instagram, and on occasion I will post to it, but it's probably not more often than once every few weeks. I just don't think about taking pictures of my own life. When I was traveling in Japan, I did take more photos than normal because it's a totally different place, and there were actually things that I thought were interesting that people might also find interesting, but like I don't consider my normal life to be particularly interesting, so it's very rare that I'll take pictures of it.
I don't know pictures so much, but although you ain't come into contact with interesting stuff all the time, I think you do post pictures, probably not to Instagram, but like
very
like
rarely
bit mugs or whatever, and just little things here and there.
The bit mugs, yeah. I don't know if I posted that one to Instagram. I don't know
about Instagram, but like on Telegram, you probably did, and certain other places.
Well, the thing is, I have mine hooked up to where if I post one to Instagram, it posts it to my Telegram, and it posts it to...
Or like Mastodon or something
Mastodon.
Like that.
Mastodon.
Yeah,
it posts it to all those places, so I have them all linked together.
You know, it might have been Mastodon that I saw it. But yeah, certainly, I think you post pictures, just not on Instagram.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to invite people to join Instagram because it's a Facebook product. So that's another reason. Like, I'm there just because it's convenient. It's a decent photo posting system, but that's one of the reasons I have it linked to every other thing that I do, the Mastodon included, is because I don't expect that it'll last. It's Facebook, so.
Yeah, I mean, to answer your question, the draw to me of Facebook is there's a lot of people.
That's what people keep saying, but I don't know if you can reach them.
The problem is that, you know, my account, of course, doesn't reach anybody because they've locked it down to be as silent as possible. So I only see the same half dozen people all day.
Yeah.
It's like having a conversation with yourself. I mean, what is that?
And thank you, Olivia, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Well, you know, you can go there and argue with people in Facebook groups. That's a thing that I used to do on Facebook. Open Libra. According to OpenLibra.io, it is a technology platform and currency for financial inclusion, an alternative to Facebook's Libra, which places an emphasis on open governance, meaning that OpenLibra places an emphasis on open governance and economic decentralization.
How is that different, though, from other cryptocurrencies? Like
they're riffing on the Libra, and that's the only thing that makes a difference.
Okay.
The Open Libra Project is a loose collective of individuals. They have no association members, partners, employees, or leaders. They say we are individuals from some of the best-in-class blockchain products and nonprofit foundations working on a crypto-native solution regarding Libra. They say our strategy is to build on Libra's strengths, but extend it where needed. Open Libra aims to be technically and financially compatible, embracing what is powerful, but also replacing what's concerning in a non-adversarial way. So it sounds like they want to somehow be compatible with Libra. It says, because in parentheses after compatible, they say Libra coin in parentheses. So I'm not sure how that's going to work.
I had the feeling that like their aim was sort of stability, which kind of would make sense in an open fashion, which I can get on board with. The only problem is I don't think it's actually going to be stable like the Libra is. But I don't know.
We'll see. Of course, there's that the new DAI currency, that DAI, which is attempting to be a stablecoin without centralization.
It does sound very interesting to me. It doesn't sound like it's as stable as your most of your stablecoins, from what I think Duke or somebody else said, but still sounds very interesting to me.
Facebook and partners, they say, okay, next section here is, what are the problems with Facebook's approach? So they say Facebook and partners are creating a digital currency and banking ecosystem which will reach 4 billion humans. Their goal is to replace the existing financial infrastructure and compete with traditional banks and central banks across the world. As designed, the Libra platform will be distributed but not decentralized. We'll require permissions to interact with. We'll not have privacy guarantees, and will be run by a plutocracy. A number of features of Libra are useful and perhaps transformative to the most vulnerable, but their stated plans may lead to worrying outcomes, like the Libra coin would be governed by a close group of corporations, or rather closed group of corporations. People around the world, even if not Facebook users, will be constituents of the Libra network, however, will have no direct recourse to the policies of the association. If Libra becomes the Internet central bank, the need for more inclusive form of governance becomes urgent.
You know, a counter-argument to that, though, is that there's competition in the marketplace, right?
There is.
If Libra doesn't, if they don't do, if the people who are in control of Libra don't do what's in the user's interests,
they'll lose.
They'll lose out to the competition in the marketplace.
Well, they're counting on the penetration, the market penetration of Facebook to get this thing out there, right? The idea being that Facebook has billions of users, so that's a good starting point, whereas every other crypto in the world starts from zero.
Yeah, we're close to it, sure.
Value, they say, another critique, they say, of the official Libra is that value flows to the founders. Value created within the Libra ecosystem will be captured by the few corporations that are already part of the consortium. To date, Facebook has no plans for including more partners in the consortium or redistributing the proceeds with more actors within their network. So just saying, pointing out don't benefit. If you hold Libra, it's not going to go up in value. You're not going to get...
This is some of the same arguments can be made against Bitcoin, actually, because you have a very small number of people mining today or are really able to mine today. It's very concentrated, if you know what I'm saying, and those people benefit from that mining. So
I like the idea of CPU mined coins because that spreads out the ability to mine. Right now mining is pretty much. I can't imagine why they want to outlaw mining in China, because that's one of the few places where you can actually mine
economically.
More costly to produce electricity than there, and it's discounted electricity.
You think it's subsidized there?
I'm almost sure of it. It's China, man.
Surveillance finance. They say one's ability to engage financially will be potentially determined by their social graph and online activity. They do say they think that Facebook will succeed in their goal despite pushback from the states, but they want to create an alternative. To have their own options. So we're going to keep an eye on Open Libra. It sounds interesting. There's obviously nothing there, at this point that you can use because Libra itself doesn't exist yet. So we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years, with experience in all the money markets. Comparison. So many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish
wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.